This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As fighting rages on in Ukraine, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez visited the capital, Kyiv, Saturday in a show of support. Sanchez, whose country currently holds the European Union's revolving presidency, used his visit to underscore the EU's unwavering backing as Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, complained about the slow delivery of Western weapons. During a joint news conference, Sanchez said under Spain's presidency, Ukraine will always remain an EU priority.
As you know, today is the first day of the Spanish presidency of the Council of the European Union. In the next few months, we will make progress on issues that are essential for the future of the European Union, yet Ukraine is going to be at the center of all our debates.
Sanchez added Spain has pledged $60 million in financial aid for Ukraine to help its economy and small businesses. A new survey shows a big majority of Europeans now see Russia as an enemy following its invasion of Ukraine. The survey also shows Europeans tend to have a more favorable opinion of China. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Almost two-thirds of Europeans now see Russia as an adversary since its invasion of Ukraine, according to the poll by the European Council on Foreign Relations. That's double the figure from 2021. The survey also looked at European attitudes toward China. Roughly 41% of respondents said that if Beijing gave weapons to Russia, the EU should impose sanctions on Beijing, even if that would harm Western economies. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to protest for the 26th consecutive week, days after lawmakers began debating a bill that would limit the Supreme Court's powers, rebooting a fiercely opposed judicial overhaul instigated by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist coalition. Anti-government demonstrators had prompted Netanyahu to suspend his judicial drive in March to allow compromise talks with opposition parties. He declared those talks fruitless last week and ordered some of the legislation to be revived. Protesters Saturday waved Israeli flags and chanted as they marched. Spokesperson for the protest group Kaplan Force, Roy Newman, said he's marching to preserve democracy.
Netanyahu has shown that he has no desire to compromise or to get into understanding with the rest of the people in Israel. He wants to be a dictator just like Orban is in Hungary and Erdogan in Turkey. We're going to stop him. We're very determined. 26 weeks in a row that we've been able to do it. We believe that we'll be able to do it coming forward.
Coalition lawmakers have indicated the new bill would be a far softer version of the previous proposals that had sought to almost totally roll back the Supreme Court's power to rule against the executive branch. The opposition, however, says the bill would still open the door to corruption. Dutch King Willem Alexander Saturday apologized for the Netherlands' historic involvement in slavery and the effects that it still has today. The king was speaking in a ceremony marking the 660th anniversary of the legal abolition of slavery in the Netherlands, including its former colonies in the Caribbean. He said racism in Dutch society remained a problem, and not everyone would support his apology, but his speech was greeted with cheers and applause. Meanwhile, a politician in the former Dutch colony of Indonesia, Laksamani Soekardi, said he will forgive but not forget.
Of course, the apology from the Dutch kingdom, we welcome it, but as a good human being, we should forgive, but not forget what they have done to this nation.
With drought conditions in the southwestern United States, some U.S. forest officials are urging silly string be fired off this holiday weekend instead of fireworks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The campaign started with the New Mexico State Forestry Division, airing ads offering alternatives to fireworks, which can spark forest fires. It suggested glow sticks and red, white, and blue silly string. But environmental groups sounded an alarm, warning that cans of aerosol streamers are packed with chemicals and will leave debris that could be harmful to animals and the environment. Some places in Massachusetts and Alabama banned silly string at public events because of the litter left behind.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.